Greetings to all brothers and sisters. Tonight we will be studying Psalm 38.
今天我们要学习的是诗篇三十八篇。
So let's all turn to Psalm 38.
我们去翻开诗篇三十八篇。
In this psalm, it's one of the seven penitential psalms, and it's full of grief and repentance.
那这首诗篇是这个去首忏悔诗的之一。然后也充满了这个悲伤还有悔改。
We can tell from the subheading that this particular psalm was written by David.
那我们从这个标题中，我们可以看得出来，这首诗篇是大卫写的。
Who expresses his guilt and regret and what he was going through at the time of writing this psalm.
然后他也在这边这首诗篇，他表达了他的这个内疚，还有他的遗憾。以及他写的时候，所经历的一些事情。
And though we cannot be sure of exactly when and at what point of his life this was written,
那虽然我们无法确定这本诗篇是他在他生命中什么时候写的
，But from the contents we know that he is experiencing the consequences of his sins.
但是从这内容里面来看，我们可以知道说他正在承担他的罪孽的后果。
And we'll see later that instead of turning his back towards God for his suffering,
然后我们之后会看到说，他也没有因为受苦而背弃神。
He turns to God for repentance and hope for salvation.
相反的，他转向神悔改，并盼望得救。
So let us first read verses 1-14.
那我们一起来读诗篇第一篇，第一节到第十四节。
Psalm 38 verses 1-14.
三十八篇一节到十四节。
Let's read together.
我们一起读。
Verse 1. O Lord, do not rebuke me in your wrath, nor chasten me in your hot displeasure. For your arrows pierce me deeply, and your hand presses me down. There is no soundness in my flesh because of your anger.Nor any health in my bones because of my sin. For my iniquities have gone over my head, like a heavy burden, they are too heavy for me. My wounds are foul and festering because of my foolishness. I am troubled, I am bowed down greatly, I go mourning all the day long, for my loins are full of inflammation, and there is no soundness in my flesh. I am feeble and severely broken.I groan because of the turmoil of my heart. Lord, all my desire is before you, and my sighing is not hidden from you. My heart pants, my strength fails me. As for the light of my eyes, it has also gone from me. My loved ones and my friends stand aloof from my plague, and my relatives stand afar off. Those also who seek my life lay snares for me.Those who seek my hurt speak of destruction and plan deception all the day long. But I, like a deaf man, do not hear, and I am like a mute who does not open his mouth. Thus I am like a man who does not hear, in whose mouth there is no response. So in these verses, the psalmist laments about his suffering due to God's displeasure and his own iniquity.
那在这些经文中我们可以看到这个诗人他在哀叹他因为神的不喜悦还有他自己的罪孽而受苦。
And we can see in verses 1-5 that he is aware of why God rebuked and chastened him.
那从这个第一到第五节我们这边可以看到说他知道神为什么在责备和管教他。
Why God's arrows were piercing him and why God's hand is now pressing down on him.
为什么神的这个剑是刺穿了他，然后也为什么神的手现在在压着他，压着他
？He acknowledges that it is because he sinned that he is now being disciplined.
那他知道，因为他犯了罪，所以他必须要承受这个管教。
In Psalm 18, verse 14,
在诗篇的十八篇十四节
，It records that God sent out his arrows and scattered the foe.
这边有说到神射出，神射出箭来，使这个仇敌四散。
And God usually fought against the enemy, but here we see the arrows were being sent his way.
那神通常是以这个敌人作战的，但是从这边我们可以看到，这个箭是被射到往这个大卫的方向。
And that's because his sin had brought God's anger upon him.
那是因为他的罪使神对他发怒。
He acknowledges in verse 3 that it's because of his sin that there's no soundness in his flesh, nor any health in his bones.
那这边大卫也从在第三节，大卫也知道，因为他的这个罪过，让他的这个骨头也不得安宁。
And we see here that David felt the effects of God's displeasure both spiritually and physically.
那从这边我们也可以看得到，大卫在他的精神上还有他的肉体，感受到神对他的不喜悦的影响。
Whether it was in the form of an illness or injury, we cannot be sure.
那无论是有可能是这个疾病还是受伤，我们这边是无法确定的。
But he did not blame God for his suffering.
但是他并没有责怪神。
Though David did not blame God, he begged God to not rebuke him in anger.
那虽然大卫没有去责备神，可是他反过来是恳求神不要在这个愤怒中责备他。
Nor chasten him in his displeasure.
那也不要在不喜悦的时候去管教他。
But he wanted God to discipline him justly and with love, just as a father would do to their child.
然后他是求神在以这个正义跟爱心来管教他，就像一个父亲对他们的孩子一样。
This is because he understood that his suffering was not without reason.
那是因为他明白他的这个痛所受的这个痛苦，并不是没有原因的。
As mentioned before, he knew that this is all because of his sin.His iniquities and his foolishness.
那刚才有说到，大卫知道他所受的痛苦都是因为他的罪、他的罪孽，还有他的这个愚昧。
We have a look at Hebrews chapter 12, verse 6.
那我们继续翻开希伯来书十二章六节。
Hebrews chapter 12, verse 6. The first half of verse 6 it says, "For whom the Lord loves, He chastens."
那在十二章六节的。前一段这边有说到，因为主所爱 的他必管教。
It is because God loves David that he is upset that David sinned.
那是因为神非常爱大卫，所以大卫犯错的时候他就非常的不喜悦。
If God didn't love him, then what would it matter what he did?
如果神不爱大卫的话，那无论大卫做什么，神都不会去管。
Still, David felt that his sins were like a burden too heavy to bear.
但是大卫依然的觉得他这个罪对于他自己来说是非常的重担。
Like a wound that's festering away.
就像一个伤口正在腐烂着。
He hoped that his heartfelt plea and repentance would move God to remove the oppression he feels under the weight of his sins.
那他希望他发自这个内心的恳求。希望能够感动到神，然后让神去把他这个正在承受的这个压力能够把它移走。
So we'll look back to Psalm 38.
那我们继续翻开诗篇三十八篇。
In verses 6-8, there are further descriptions of the pain that he was suffering.
在第六到第八节这边有进一步的在描述大卫所受的痛苦。
Of the trouble and turmoil he was going through.
还有他正在经历的一些苦难。
And because of his afflictions, he pours out his complaint to God.
那也因为这些苦难，他向神倾诉他的这个怨言。
It says that he was troubled, bowed down greatly, and that he mourned all the day long.
那这边有说到说他他的心非常的乱，然后他就一直跪着，终日都在忧愁。
So maybe it was due to, as he writes, the inflammation in his loins.
那有可能他所写的，这可能是因为他的腰部在发炎
，the physical affliction of his body，
或者是他的身体正在受一些痛苦
，or maybe he was suffering from depression due to the mental stress caused by his physical ailments，
或者他正在承受着这个精神上的一些挫折，有可能是因为忧郁症。
We don't know exactly what he was suffering from， but it must have caused him great pain。
那我们不知道他到底正在经历着什么，然后患了什么样的病痛，可是很肯定的就是他正在受着一个极大的痛苦。
So much so that his spirit was feeble and severely broken.
那甚至于他的这个精神，有一点严重的衰落。
So his heart disquieted, filled with guilt, shame, and regret due to his own sin.
然后他也因为自己的一些罪孽，充满了一些愧欠，然后感到一些羞耻。
In verse 10, he says that his strength is failing him and the light has gone from his eyes.
那在第十节这边有说到他的心跳动，然后他的力开始衰微，连他的眼睛，连我眼中的光也没有了。
In verse 9, he cries out to God with full transparency.
那在第九节他向神，在神面前叹气，然后没有任何的隐瞒。
He did not hide his misery, nor did he try to cover it up.
那他在神面前是没有任何的隐瞒，然后也没有试着去掩盖他。
So it's a human inclination to want to hide our mistakes and pretend that we didn't do any wrong, pretend that nothing happened.
那像我们人很自然的这个反应，就是我们很想去隐藏我们自己的一些错误，然后假装什么事情都没有发生过。
For example, Adam and Eve.
那比方说亚当跟夏娃，
God had explicitly told them not to eat of the fruit from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
那神很明确地告诉他们不能吃这个分别善恶树上的果子。
But they fell for the serpent's trap and they ate of the fruit and had their eyes opened.
那当他们中了这个这个撒旦的这个陷阱，然后就吃了这个果实，并他们眼睛就亮了。
And when they noticedthat they were naked, they made coverings from themselves and they to hide their shame.
然后他们之后发现自己是赤身裸体的，然后也因为这样子感到羞耻，所以就拿着一些东西来把他们遮盖起来。
And then when they heard God approaching, they hid from him among the trees.
那当他们听到神要靠近他们的时候，他们就在这个树林里躲起来。
But David did not hide from God.
可是大卫并没有躲避神。
He said, Lord, all my desire is before you, and my sighing is not hidden from you.
他这边说，主啊，我所有的这个愿望都是在你面前的，然后我的这个叹息并没有在你面前隐藏。
And we should be like that too, laying out all before God.
那我们应当也如此，就是在神面前，一切坦然。
Sure, we might think that God doesn't need us to tell him because he sees and he knows everything.
那我们可能会觉得，神并不需要我们告诉他，因为他什么都知道。
But what use is that if we ourselves do not acknowledge our wrongdoings?
但是如果我们自己在无法去承认我们自己的错误的行为
，That would be like hiding from God.
那就是同样的意识到我们是在躲开神。
So this is how I think of it.
那我是这么想的。
So we have a person A who.Wronged person B.
那如果这个 A 突然间得罪了这个 B.
So person A does not apologize to person B out loud, even though they know that they've done something wrong.
那这个 A 呢，他没有去具体的是向 B 去道歉，虽然他知道他自己做错了。
So this person B will rightfully be unhappy with person A.
那 B 可能是就会。理所当然的会对 A 觉得，可能会有点不爽。
They would not want to have anything to do with them anymore.
可能也因为这样子就不再联系了。
So both parties they will not feel at peace.
那也因为如此，双方可能就不会得到一些安宁。
Because one of them might be feeling guilty and the other one, feeling angry or sad.
可能一方可能会觉得一点内疚，那另外一方就会觉得可能是生气或者是比较悲伤的感觉。
But if person A was to approach person B and confess and apologize,
那如果这个 A 一开始就直接先跟 B 道歉呢？
Then person B will see their sincerity and forgive them.
那 B 有可能会看到他的这个诚意，原谅他。
Of course, this is an ideal conclusion to this kind of scenario.
那当然，这个是最理想的一个结局。
It might not always play out like that in real life.
那在这个现实中不一定会有这样美好的结局。
But I believe that if one is to bear their all to God, just like David,
但是我相信如果我们像大卫一样
and confess and repent with a sincere and contrite heart, God will show mercy.
就如果我们像大卫一样，就是很诚恳的去悔改，那神会去怜悯我们的。
And moving on to verses 11 to 14.
那我们继续看这个11到14节。
We see here that David had been forsaken by his friends and hunted by his enemies.
这里我们可以看到大卫被他的朋友抛弃，然后也被他的敌人追杀。
In verse 11, he says that my loved ones and my friends stand aloof from my plague, and my relatives stand afar off.
那从这个十一节这边，他说我的这个密亲良朋密友，因为我的灾病，都躲在旁边站着。
And even though David's misery was so apparent,
那虽然说大卫的这个痛苦非常的明显。
His friends or relatives did not seem to care or could not help him.
他的这个亲朋朋友都似乎对他一点都不关心，也可能是无法帮助他。
So these are the people who are closest to him, the ones that he should have been able to trust and count on the most.
那这些人其实是对他最亲的人，那也应该是他可以信赖跟依靠的人。
And usually in times of trouble or hardship, we find relief, however small.
通常在这个在我们遇到一些困境的时候，无论多大多或者多小。
From the shared experience or support from our friends and family.
那我们通常可以从我们的朋友啊，或者是家人，他们可能会经过类似的事情，然后从中这边找到一些解脱。
But it seems that David did not have any of these.
可是这边我们看到大卫似乎是没有这样类型的支持还有依靠。
So perhaps they were put off by the intensity of his suffering.
那也许他们是因为被他的这些痛苦。有一些推辞。
Because here it used the word plague, which is often associated with leprosy in the Bible.
因为在这边它的这个用词，它使用了瘟疫这个词，那在圣经中经常会跟这个麻风病有一些关系。
The people with leprosy, they were isolated and treated as outcasts.
那得麻风病的病患呢，他们通常会被隔离，然后也会被抛弃。
So other people would not go near them as it was a disease that couldn't be cured.
因此一些人是不敢去靠近他们，因为这是无法治疗的病。
And that was how his friends and family were treating David. They kept their distance.
然后大卫的朋友跟家人呢，就是如此对待大卫的，他们对他是完全保持一个距离。
So even worse, in verse 12, it says that those who seek my life lay snares for me, and those who seek my hurt speak of destruction and plan deception all the day long.
那在这个十二节中呢，他这边有说到，那些寻我的命的都设下网罗，然后想要害我的口出怨语，然后设下诡计。
Not only did he not have the support of friends and family, his enemies were constantly plotting to destroy him.
那他不仅没有这个朋友跟家人的支持，然后他的这个敌人呢，还不断的一直在设计，然后要去毁他。
So before I mentioned there was a human inclination to want to hide our mistakes.
那刚才我有说到，我们人的这个很自然的反应，就是想要去隐藏我们的一些错误。
Similarly, when someone else makes a mistake, it's also a human inclination to want to distance ourselves from them.
那同样的，就是当别人或者我们身边的一些朋友犯了一些错误的时候，我们很自然的就会想要跟他们保持一些距离。
But that's when one is at their weakest and when the enemy can strike.
但是当一个人在最脆弱的时候呢，那就是敌人来攻击的时候。
So David felt so powerless, he could not even respond to their attacks.
那大卫当时是如此的这个无能为力，然后甚至他无法去回应那些攻击他的人。
In verse 14, he says that, "Thus I am like a man who does not hear, and in whose mouth there is no response."
在十四节，他有说到，我如不听见的人，口中没有回话。
So he did not respond to man, but he reached out to God, crying out to him.
那虽然他没有回应这些人，他是，他反过来是向神在那边祈求，然后求神帮助他。
So let's now read the second part, verses 15 to 22.
那我们接下来继续读这个15到22节。
Verse 15, let's read together.
我们一起读。
For in you, O Lord, I hope, you will hear, O Lord, my God. For I said, Hear me, lest they rejoice over me. Lest when my foot slips, they exalt themselves against me. For I am ready to fall, and my sorrow is continually before me. For I will declare my iniquity, I will be in anguish over my sin. But my enemies are vigorous, and they are strong. And those who hate me wrongfully have multiplied.Those also who render evil for good, they are my adversaries because I follow what is good. Do not forsake me, O Lord, O my God, be not far from me. Make haste to help me, O Lord, my salvation. So here in the second half of the psalm, we see David crying out to God, clinging to hope in the Lord.
那在这个诗篇的这个后半段呢，我们可以看到大卫是向神呼求的，然后他对神抱有希望。
In verse 15, for in you, O Lord, I hope, you will hear, O Lord, my God.
然后这十五节这边有说到，耶和华，我仰望你，主我的神啊，你必应用我。
In faith, he said that God will hear his cries.
那大卫是凭着信心，然后相信神听到他的呼求。
And instead of turning his back towards God due to his suffering,
他没有因为一些肉体的受苦，然后被离开神。
He turns towards God, in whom was his only hope.
然后相反的，他是转向神，因为他知道神是他唯一的希望。
So he did not want his enemies to rejoice over him.
那他也不想让他的敌人因为他这样而感到喜悦。
He did not want them to have any kind of victory over him.
他不想他的敌人因为他有任何的这个战胜他。
So he cries out to the Lord to hear him, to hear his cry, to hear his plea.
所以他向神呼求，然后求神听他的恳求。
Verses 17 to 20.
然后在这个17到20节
，David says, "I am ready to fall."
这边大卫说，我几乎跌倒。
Not into sin, because he's already done that.
不是说跌倒坠入这个罪中，因为他已经犯了。
That's why he's suffering all this.
因为这样，因为他已经正在受苦。
But because He's ready to fall because he can't fight any longer.
那他已经愿意准备就让自己跌倒，因为他已经没有这个力气再去战争。
So again, David declares in verse 18 that it's because of his iniquities that's the cause of all his troubles.
那大卫在第十八节这边有说到他的这个罪孽是他痛苦的根源。
And he's sorry, and he is in anguish over his sin.
然后他为自己的这个罪恶感到难过还有痛苦。
And his enemies are taking advantage of it and attacking him.
但是他的敌人因为这样子，来利用他，然后攻击他。
And his friends have deserted him.
然后连他的朋友都抛弃了他。
And his own guilt and shame pricks at his conscience.
然后他自己的这个内心还有他的羞耻，就刺痛了他的这个心。
So, those who were against him, they were numerous in number, and they were relentless, and they were strong.
然后，反对他的人非常的多，然后他们都是比较无情，然后也很强大的。
And it's when we are at our weakest and when our defenses are down that we can stumble.
当我们处在一个比较脆弱的时候，我们的这个防御的能力会下降，然后我们也会比较容易跌倒。
So we, you know, to succumb to temptation and forget about God.
然后我们可能就会会被这些诱惑屈服，然后会忘记神。
But not David.
但是大卫没有这样子。
So David closes the psalm with, do not forsake me, O Lord. O my God, be not far from me. And make haste to help me, O Lord, my salvation.
然后大卫在二十一到二十二节这边，有说到主啊，不要抛弃我，我的神啊，求你不要远离我，拯救我的主啊，求你快快帮助我。
But David prays that God will not leave him.
那大卫在这边求神，不要离开他。
It's likely that during this time, David could not feel the presence of God.
那很有可能在这段时间，大卫是感受不到神的存在的。
And so he prays for God to help him with haste.
所以他很求神赶快来帮助他。
When we confess our sins before God, there must be a sense of urgency.
那当我们来到神面前认错的时候，这必须要是一种比较紧迫的，紧迫感。
And no one wants to suffer under the wrath of God.
没有人是愿意在神的愤怒下受苦。
As seen here in this Psalm of David, it would be too much to bear.
正如大卫在这首诗篇中，他有说到是非常难忍的。
And though there's no change in David's situation throughout this Psalm,
那虽然说在这篇诗篇中大卫的这个处境并没有改变。
It ends with his continued faith in God.
但是他依然对神维持的这个信心。
So, in summary,
那总结来说,
we see in this psalm how God allows those that he loves greatly to undergo trials and tribulations.
那我们从 这首诗篇可以看到神是如此，对他深爱的人经历考验还有磨难。
In the first half of 1 to 14, it talks about all the pain and suffering David was enduring at the time.
然后在这个第一到第十四节呢，这边有说到大卫在写诗篇的时候，他承受了所有很多痛苦还有苦难。
And in 15 to 22, it talks about the hope David has in the Lord, even amidst all the troubles he was facing.
然后在后半段十五到二十二节，这边有说到大卫在他面临所有的困难中，这个苦难中呢，他依然对神充满了希望。
David confesses multiple times in this psalm that the reason for his suffering was because of the sin that he had committed.
那大卫在这首诗篇中呢，他很多次一直在强调，还有承认说，他是因为会受苦，是因为他犯了罪。
He didn't blame other people.
他没有责怪任何人。
And he didn't try to lie or cover it up.
他也没有试着去撒谎，还是去掩盖这个事实。
Instead, he accepted the consequences of his actions.
相反的，他是很坦然的去接受了他自己这个行为的后果。
So we can compare that with Saul.
如果我们以和这个扫罗来相比
，So both of them stumbled in their life, and they were punished for their sin.
那他们两个人曾经都跌倒过，然后，是因为他们犯罪了。
And they were punished for their sin.
哦，然后他们因为这样子而被责备。
Yet why was David the one who found favor in the eyes of God?
那为什么只有大卫在神面前是蒙恩的呢？
And this is due to the differences in their attitude towards God and His commandments.
这是因为他们对神还有他的诫命的态度是完全不一样的。
And their responses towards God's rebuke.
然后他们对以神的这个责备的反应也是不同。
So without going into details, Saul, when he had his mistakes pointed out to him, he shifted the blame to other people.
那不要。就不说太多细节，当这个扫罗他犯错的时候呢，他是直接把所有的责任都推给别人。
He refused to admit that he was wrong.
然后他拒绝承认自己有任何的错误。
And he lied instead of confessing his sin against God.
然后他反而是撒谎，然后也不承认他对神有任何的错误。
So when he finally did admit that he had sinned.
那到最后，当他承认自己犯错的时候呢
？He was insincere in his repentance.
他也没有很诚恳的去悔改。
His actions did not reflect his word.
他的这个行为没有反映到他的话语。
A confession is an important practice for a Christian.
认罪呢是基督徒一个非常重要的操练。
Let's have a look at 1 John.
我们来看约翰一书。
Chapter 1, verse 9.
约翰一书一章九节。
So 1 John chapter 1, verse 9, it says here, If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
这边有说到我们若认自己的罪，神是信实的，是公义的，必要赦免我们的罪，洗净我们一切的不义。
And let's have a look at 2 Corinthians chapter 7.
那我们继续翻开哥林多后书七章。
2 Corinthians chapter 7, in the first half of verse 10.
哥林多后书七章十节的前半段。
It says, For godly sorrow produces repentance, leading to salvation, not to be regretted.
然后这边说，因为依着神的意思忧愁，就生出没有后悔的懊悔来，以致得救。
So, by confessing and asking for forgiveness, we take time to reflect upon and learn from our mistakes.
那通过这个认罪还有请求神的宽恕，我们会用花一点时间在反思，然后从这个错误中得到一些教训。
And thereby purifying ourselves before God.
然后因此我们会在神的面前得到洁净。
And recognizing our sins also helps us to understand how weak we are.
当我们认清自己的罪的时候，我们也能够明白自己是多么的脆弱。
And that we need the guidance of God.
然后我们是需要神来引导我们的。
So that we don't stray from the true path of God.
这样我们才不会偏离神的真理。
And 2 Timothy chapter 2.
然后我们继续看提摩太后书二章。
In the second half of verse 25 to 26.
提摩太后书二章二十五节的后半段到二十六节。
It says that the repentance leads us into the truth, and that it will bring us to our senses so that we might escape the entrapment of the devil.
这边说到悔改将把我们带入真理，然后使我们醒悟，然后这样我们才可以脱离这个魔鬼的网罗。
So do not be like Saul, who was disobedient.
那我们千万不要像扫罗一样不听话。
Who did not have faith in God.
然后也不相信神。
And was too proud to admit that he was wrong.
然后他，扫罗是非常骄傲，然后不承认自己有任何的错误。
Instead, we should learn from David's humility.
那相反的，我们应该向大卫学习他的谦卑
，his obedience and faith in God，
还有他的顺服，还有对神的信心。
Like David in times of trouble，
像大卫一样，在他遇到麻烦的时候
，or if we when we do something wrong，
或者是当我们犯错的时候
，we should reach out and draw nearer to God。
我们应该伸手来接近神。
And not hide from him, nor turn our backs from him.
而不是试着避开他或者背弃他。
Jesus tells us that we're all sinners.
那耶稣告诉我们，我们都是罪人。
And that if we want to receive his salvation, then we must repent.
那如果我们要接受他的救恩，我们就必须悔改。
Whether big or small, anything that displeases God.We must seek after His mercy with a sincere and contrite heart, just like David did.
那无论这个错误是多大还是多小呢？凡是让神不开心的，我们都必须像大卫一样，以一个非常诚恳的心来寻求神的原谅，然后还有他的怜悯。
And though we are not deserving,
那虽然我们不配
by His grace and great love.
但是靠着神的恩典还有大爱
，May we resolve to leave the paths of sin.
然后愿我们下定决心能够离开这个罪恶的道路。
To walk instead on the path of truth and righteousness.
而走在这个真理还有正义上，正义的道路上。
That will lead us to enter the heavenly kingdom.
然后这将带领我们进入到天堂，天国。
And my sharing ends here tonight.
那我今天的分享到这里。
Let us rise and sing hymn 441.
我们一起唱诗441首。
We're going to have our concluding prayer.
我们现在要来做一个结束的祷告。
Let us keep in our prayers those who may be spiritually or physically weak.
我们求神纪念那些肉体还有精神上软弱的弟兄姐妹们。
Let's all pray in one accord.
我们一起跪下来祷告。
奉主耶稣圣名祷告。